So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are jumping right into your work for today, which is week three, day two.
Right into the thick of it.
Yeah, exactly. And today is all about Law 3, which basically says everything is a cycle, and if you want to know what is coming next, well, you just look at what happened before.
It sounds so simple when you say it out loud.
I know, right? But it's actually incredibly difficult to master. So today, your task is to review the 14 distillation points from the chapter. You're going to evaluate them and find the ones that are, the most relevant to your own life.
And that takes a very specific kind of honest self-reflection, because you really have to figure out which patterns you are personally trapped in.
Yeah, and looking at this from a behavioral angle, I mean, it is just exhausting to see how much energy we waste resisting those patterns.
Oh, absolutely.
We desperately want to believe that, like, every new crisis or trend is entirely unprecedented.
Right, that this time it's completely different.
Exactly. But it's not. And when I was looking at how to evaluate this list, two specific bullets really stood out to me. The first one is human behavior repeats far more than people want to admit.
That is a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people.
It really is. The second one I picked was outrage cycles are designed to capture attention and waste time.
Yes, they feed on each other perfectly.
Right. I always picture it like a crowded midway, and there's this relentless carnival barker just screaming through a
Oh,
megaphone.
that's a great image.
Yeah, just desperately trying to hijack your attention spotlight. But wait, I do want to push back on this a little bit
Okay, go for it.
because I struggle with this. If looking at history is just this easy cheat code to predict the future, why do we keep falling for the outrage cycle? Like, is it just our modern attention span, or is my biology actively working against me here?
Oh, your biology is absolutely working against you.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. The outrage cycle doesn't just distract you. Neurologically speaking, it triggers a biological fire alarm in your brain.
A fire alarm.
Yeah, your threat detection center, which is primarily the amygdala, it evolved to save you from sudden, immediate predators.
Okay.
It did not evolve to analyze, slow-moving historical trends. So when that carnival barker yells through the megaphone, your biology interprets it as a localized, immediate threat.
Oh, wow. So it's not a logic problem at all. It's literally a survival mechanism just overriding the logic.
Exactly. And when a fire alarm goes off, your brain shuts down the building management system, right?
Oh, I see.
It shuts down your prefrontal cortex, which handles logic and historical pattern recognition, just so it can deal with the immediate smoke.
That makes so much sense.
And that actually leads to the first bullet point I would pick from the list, which is crowds react emotionally to the current moment instead of recognizing the larger cycle.
Because the emotional response is just so much faster.
Right. It's processed fractions of a second faster than the cortex can step in and say, wait, we've seen this happen before.
Right.
But if you train that logic, it leads to my second pick. Recognizing patterns allows you to step outside the herd.
Okay, that whole biological fire alarm thing totally reframes how you should approach today's assignment.
It really does.
So, when you tackle the chapter Decillus today, try reading through those 14 points a few times before doing anything else.
Yeah, read the whole thing three times.
Just read and let your biology react to the concepts.
And you're looking for a very specific feeling on that fourth pass.
Right.
When you read a bullet point that causes a physical aha moment, or maybe even like a slight ping of discomfort, pay attention to that.
Discomfort is actually a good sign here.
Yes, that discomfort is your amygdala talking. It usually means the point is directly challenging one of your hardwired emotional blind spots.
I love that. So once you've found the three distillation points that hit you the hardest, don't just make a mental note of them.
No, you need to physically write them down.
Exactly. Write those three selected points into your daily practice list for the week's work.
Because the physical act of writing is what helps bypass that immediate emotional reaction.
It forces you to slow down.
Right. It begins engaging the prefrontal cortex to encode a new logical pattern.
And then you'll be reviewing these three points, along with your daily code rewrites, right?
Yeah.
The mental models you're using to reprogram your default reactions.
Every morning, midday, and evening.
You are systematically replacing that barker's megaphone with your own internal programming.
I mean, that is the goal.
So before you grab your pen and let your biology react to the list today, we have one final question for you to mull over as you begin your reading.
And it's a big one.
What is one cycle happening in the world right now that your brain is reacting to emotionally instead of logically?